When I hear this great musical theme, I am immediately grateful to Bill Whitliff because I know we wouldn't have the deeply treasured Lonesome Dove miniseries if not for him. We would have Larry McMurtry's novel for sure, but we would not have Whitliff's equally brilliant adaptation of that masterwork if not for his undeterred resolve to get it done. Bill Whitliff died on Sunday. I was, like millions of his fans around the world, and especially those in Texas, sad to see his rare intellectual light and his beneficent genius leave us. He was a man who often worked his magic behind the scenes, and so many people were touched by his artistic brilliance without knowing it. He wrote the screenplays for much-loved movies like Lonesome Dove, Legends of the Fall, The Perfect Storm, Raggedy Man, and for highly tech-centric films like Barbarossa and Redheaded Stranger. Some say Whitliff launched the Austin film industry. Though Renaissance Man is often overgenerous in its use, it fit Whitliff to perfection. He was a novelist and a screenwriter, a photographer, a publisher, and a movie producer, a collector, an archivist, a historian, and a lifelong professor who generously shared his knowledge of all things all the time. In more than a few instances over the past few years, I'd fire off an email to him to ask him for his insights on some obscure subject, and he'd invariably surprise me with an authoritative answer within 5 minutes, sometimes less. 4 years ago, I interviewed Bill for his new novel, The Devil's Backbone. Naturally, we talked a good deal about Lonesome Dove, and I want to share some of that interview because it gives us insights into the making of that masterpiece and into the mind and methods of Bill Whitliff as well. I first asked Bill about how long it took to produce Lonesome Dove and if he knew it would be the huge hit it turned out to be as he was making it. He said,
"For me, Lonesome Dove was a solid 2 years. It was a year writing the script, and then it was another year from locations and casting and all of that to actually shooting it, and then the editing and the scoring and all of it, and distribution."
When you were doing it, did you know it was going to be so phenomenal?
Here's what I did know. I knew because I saw the dailies every morning, and I knew, you know, what was going through the camera was incredible stuff, incredible performances. What I didn't know was that the audience would take to it the way they did. That I didn't know. I knew it was going to be great, and I knew it was going to be, well, really phenomenal. It was just incredible to watch, sit there every day and watch Duvall and Tommy Lee, and all of them, you know, deliver those lines. And you simply could not be there and not know. But what I didn't know was that the audience would take to it the way they did.
One reason for this surprise, Bill told me, is that in 1988, there was only one thing deader than Westerns, and that was the miniseries. And he said, "We were making both." I was curious about his method of adapting the novel for television. I asked him how, out of this tumultuous novel of nearly 1,000 pages, he could choose what to include and what to exclude.
Here's what I did. Suzanne, my partner, had somebody read it on tape. We have a place on South Padre Island. It's 6 hours. So I would, you know, strike out in my pickup. And so listening to it, you know, you could see it. And then in listening to it, you say, "Oh, I don't need that." Or, "Oh, that's too close to this." In 6 hours, as it turned out, of listening was just about one episode. And when I got there, then I would start adapting that 6 hours to boil down to 2 hours. And so that's how I did it.
Finally, since McMurtry had written a number of screenplays himself, I asked Bill why Larry hadn't written the screenplay for Lonesome Dove. He said,
"When they asked me to do it, if I wanted to do it, I called Larry and said, you know, don't you want to do this? And he said, no, I'm cooked on that. Larry's always been real smart about movies and his books. I don't know what Larry had his thumb on when he wrote it, but boy, I mean, it rang all the bells.
Yes.
And Larry, you know, Larry got up from the typewriter and walked off from it at least three times, maybe four times, to say, well, no, that's enough. But then he always came back. And Lonesome Dove, both Larry's book and now the miniseries, have absolutely become a part of the American fabric. It's just astonishing. It's not just America either. I mean, I get calls from, you know, people in Ireland. I've gotten, well, Europe, England, mm-hmm. has caught up in the whole Lonesome Dove thing as Americans and Texans are. It's just been astonishing.
You notice there how he shuns credit for his success? He was a selfless man. That is why he created the Whitliff Collections at Texas State University, where you can find the papers of great Southwestern writers like McCarthy, Dobie, Graves, Cisneros, and some of McMurtry's, which will be Bill Whitliff's greatest legacy because it provides a place and resources for young writers and artists and filmmakers to come and dream about the works they might animate and worlds they might create. Steve Davis, the curator there, said, Bill embodied the best of Texas. He was incredibly creative and was very generous to others, as seen in this wonderful collection that he founded, which will continue to inspire others for generations to come. Finally, it is only fitting that we hear from McMurtry himself. Larry sent me this touching note just yesterday. He wrote, I met Bill years ago when he and his wife asked permission to publish In a Narrow Grave, my first volume of essays, under their singular and distinctive Encino Press. It is the most impressive of my more than 50 published volumes. He was an absolute genius photographer, as you can see from his Whitliff Collection photos. Bill skillfully adapted Lonesome Dove into a beloved miniseries, and I know he will be deeply missed by Texans everywhere. Bill lived a beautiful, fun, and inspirational life. I believe firmly that in thinking about his life, he would agree with Gus McCrae, who said, well, Woodrow, it's been quite a party. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.